need to hear about this new apartment.
Well, it's a two bedroom. Right now I have a one bedroom apartment, and when I was moving out of the house, my girlfriend actually put a wish list together without me knowing on Amazon, and then went on Periscope and started like promoting it. And all of a sudden I started getting gifts, gifts to my new apartment and stuff. Aww. Like that. Like, oh my God. Somebody actually bought like a day bed for my kids. And do you know Yo Pickles?
Yeah.
Yeah. She bought me like all kitchen equipment, like all pots and pans and bowls and stuff like that.
I'm telling you, these ladies, they love to buy gifts.
Some people just like went crazy and got me. I mean, even right down to like towels and sheets and stuff like that, that she put on this wish list that people bought me. I was like blown away by it. And I was like,
nobody's gonna. They are so generous.
You know? There really are generous people out there. And it's like, you know, at first I felt bad. I was like, but you know what? I need the help. I'm paying child support and maintenance and stuff like that. So everybody helped me and stuff. And a lot of times they buy stuff so they can watch you open it on Periscope. So I had to sit there and, you know, I was like sitting there opening up all these packages and stuff on Periscope, which was fun. You know, it was like Christmas in October.
I know. They love to see it.
Yeah. I think that's a big thing, is they love seeing people. It's so funny, cause it's a lot of times it's the people who don't broadcast,
yes.
You know, for some reason, like they like that. They like seeing that, I guess maybe their name mentioned and stuff like that. I don't know. It's who knows what it is, but I think there's a lot of people with good hearts out there that watch a lot of broadcasters, and you know, it's like their way of paying you back for entertaining them almost, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. Especially, I mean, well, I got turned down for getting paid on Periscope, like how people can tip or whatever.
Oh, you got turned down for Super Broadcaster?
Yes.
Did you get banned at all ever?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, they hate me. That's a whole nother
really?
That's podcast. Another podcast. Yeah. Yeah, another, before I forget, I think another good podcast would be for us to talk about stress and anxiety.
Oh my God, that's going to be a 12-part series for me.
Same.
Stress, anxiety, and depression. Boom, boom, boom. We'll be here for 3 months now.
Yes, except between you and I, we got this.
Exactly. That's a good one right there. Let me start the notes for that one now.
Exactly. Lord have mercy. I think a lot of people will relate.
So once that happened, like I was like, you know, I was really worried about having my kids, how they were going to stay in this one bedroom apartment. You know, first of all, my kids don't stay anywhere as it is. They won't stay at my parents. They won't stay at my ex's parents' house. They're just very nervous kids about sleeping over other people's houses.
I feel like that's how most kids are nowadays. And I don't know why. I don't know what
very weird,
shifted.
You know? Yeah. I used to sleep at my grandparents. I used to stay there for like 3 weeks sometimes when my parents would go on vacation and they'd be home from vacation. Like, could I stay here another week? You know,
I'm sure my parents couldn't get rid of me fast enough in the summer. I was at my grandma's all summer long. Like it was wild.
You know, it was just my, this is a funny story, is my mom's parents, there's like these places up in upstate New York, like that you, it's like, what do they call those places that you get a house down in like Florida or something like that? Timeshare, like a timeshare kind of thing.
Okay.
But they're like these big resorts. So they have like ski lifts, they have miniature golf, they have giant, like huge pools and stuff like that. And one of them was called the Playboy Club. And it was literally like there was all girls walking around in bunny outfits, right? And my grandparents belonged to this club and would stay there for like a month, right? And I would go and stay there for a week with them. And like all the bunnies, you know, like I'm a little kid. All the bunnies are coming over. Let's take a picture with him. Let's take, you know, it's like, I was like, and I think about it now. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there? What the fuck was going on in this place, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Was like crashing the party or something? And it was awesome. They had like this huge arcade and stuff like that. And you know, your grandparents are shoveling money on. Here you go. Go to the arcade. Go do this. Go do that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just have like such awesome memories of this whole thing. And then I go back and think about it. I'm like, the fuck were they doing at the Playboy Club? You know? It was so funny. And then it changed to the Americana. It was called the Americana. And it was like, they just like, downgraded everything. The restaurants weren't as good, and they like got rid of it. They're like, it's not the Playboy Club anymore. That's it. We're getting rid of it.
Grandma said, if I don't get little fuzzy tails and ears, I'm out.
I just remember being at the pool and all like the waitresses that came by to give like, you know, my grandfather his cocktails and stuff like that. They were all dressed in like bunny outfits, you know, like what you would think a Playboy bunny would be dressed.
Right. You know? That's amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. If that was around now, forget it. That place would make a killing probably.
Yeah. I imagine so.
So, I'm going to try to move into their apartment, hopefully, which is a 2-bedroom, and the kids will have like their own room, you know? So that would be a good thing. It's a little bit bigger. The kitchen's a little bit bigger. The bathroom's a little bit bigger. So it's good for me. You know, I'm a big guy. So, a small apartment's a little tight for me, but I'm managing. I actually love it. You know, I love coming home and I love cleaning and stuff like that. So, and now I'm into cooking. I used to be like a big baker, but now I'm into cooking. So I've really gotten into that. So I like it. It is depressing a little bit sometimes when I'm alone, but, you know, you get through it. It's, you know, there's certain things that get me out of it, you know?
I don't think I ever really, would mind being alone. Like looking back at times that I was by myself, it didn't bother me.
Right. Yeah, there are definitely good things about it. Like you're master of your own domain kind of thing, where I could do whatever I want. You know, like if I want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go out, I can go out and do that. If I was home with my ex, you'd be like, "Where are you going?" You know, and it's like, you know, I just want to go for a ride or something like that. You know, so like that kind of stuff is just, I love that. You know, I stay at work late and I don't have to hear about it, which is nice. You know, that kind of stuff is great.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because, you know, being a workaholic, working from before I met Kayla, the time I woke up until the time I went to bed, the only time that I was like, man, I wish I had someone was, I wish I had someone to go to sleep with. Like the last hour of the day, I'm like, I wish I had someone.
You wish you had somebody to just sit there and veg out with.
Yes. Right?
And that's exactly where I fall, where I start getting into that funk a little bit is I get home, you know, I'll sit and watch TV for a little bit. I'll clean a room or something like that. I'll make dinner. Then when it's time to go to bed, that's when I'm just like, you know, I wish my girlfriend was here or something like that. That's when that's when I put on Periscope, and a lot of people make fun of me like on Periscope itself, because, you know, a decent amount of people know me on there, but they always laugh because I go in their Periscopes and just fall asleep, because it's like having somebody in the room with you just bullshitting, you know? So it's one of those things where I don't know if it's like a comfort thing, like just having somebody in the room that you kind of know, you know, that you have an acquaintance with that, and I just like sit there and listen. I pass out and I wake up, and then I move on to another scope if their scope is over. You know, it's pretty funny. But they say Jimmy Knapp, the guy who naps all the time, because I'm always in people's Periscopes. So hopefully in the next 6 months I'm moving. I move into the 2-bedroom. We'll see. But I want to make sure we clean it up and we fix some stuff up in there before I do.
I imagine that it's really expensive. I mean, even though you don't live in New York City, anything around that perimeter is going to be wildly priced. Like I've looked at areas around there and the prices there. I mean, Indiana is one of the cheapest places housing wise. And it floors me how much things cost there.
Obviously, I get a little bit of a discount because we own the apartment, but I pay $1,300 for this, which it's usually maybe $1,500, $1,600, $1,700 maybe.
Yeah, I think we were paying – our apartments were brand new, and we were paying, I think, $700 or $800.
Okay. Well, like my girlfriend lives in San Diego. She lives in a 1-bedroom apartment with her mom, and it's like $2,000 a month. It's freaking crazy.
Holy
San Diego is so expensive. It's so expensive. It's crazy. And it's expensive here, but there it's very expensive. It's unbelievable.
My place in West Hollywood, and I mean, I lived in you couldn't have a better location. I think I had a 97% walking score. It really just should have been 100, because there wasn't, I could walk to my doctors. I could walk to all three banks, Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo. I used to bank with all three of them for different business reasons.
Right.
I'm part of the mob secretly. And, you know, I walk across the street to my gym.
You got your money in the Caymans too.
Yeah, over there. Exactly. I mean, it was it was wild. But the rent was $2,300 a month. Okay. Wait. $2,750 a month.
And what year was that? That was 10 years ago, probably, right?
That was not that long ago. It's been 5 years now.
Oh, okay.
Now it is $4,000 a month.
Oh, I'm sure. It's got to be ridiculous. And that's out of control. You think about that. How many people are work aside from like celebrities and stuff like that? And I have a good job, you know, and I do all right, and I can afford the child support and stuff like that. I could not. That's more than my mortgage for my 3,200 square foot house. Do you know what I'm saying?
More 4,000, than the mortgage, you know, is going to be on my brand new house that we're building.
Exactly. That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts. So how is people who are like struggling actors and stuff, like, what do they do?
They generally roommate with people. There are cheaper apartments, like about like 13. I don't know the price now, because like, you know, they just keep gouging. Yeah. They don't have some places do, like I think Santa Monica, they did a rent control finally.
Yeah.
But some areas don't have it. Like West Hollywood definitely didn't have it. And also there's rules around it. So like, for example, while I lived there, they could only raise my rent $10 each year. But if you move out, it's no holds bar. Like they can do whatever they want. But there were people that I knew that they would literally just down the street from me, $1,300 a month for a 2-bedroom. I mean, but I was like, oh, could I get a glass of water? And they're like, well, that's brown. You may want to use the Brita. And I'm like, I don't even want to use the Brita.
Thank you. Thanks for the brackish water.
Yeah. So, I mean, disgusting.
It's brown.
It's LA. It's rough. If you don't have a good amount of income, it's rough there.
That is rough. Yeah. And like San Diego is just as bad. It's really like, you know, the size of her apartment, it's not terribly small, but it's, you know, it's a 1-bedroom for $2,100 or $2,200, whatever she's paying is nuts. She needs, her and her mom need to live together for them to afford it. You know,
it's too bad.
They
really priced out anyone that is making under $300,000 a year. You can't live comfortably there.
You can't. And if you make under that, you're just making ends meet.
Yes. You're living pretty basic.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like living paycheck to paycheck, making $200,000 a year, you know?
I know. Right.
It's unbelievable. So you didn't get anything, you didn't get rid of anything that you regretted then, because you basically had everything, you purged it all, and you're starting with a clean slate.
So there are some things. Okay. So like, for example, measuring spoons, we had two sets, and one was a square set and one was a round set. And we want to get these new spice jars. Well, I read in, because I'm a big review reader. Oh my gosh. Kayla makes fun of me for how much
I need to get you with my girlfriend between you two with the reviews. Well, this one's a 5-star review, and but it only has 5 reviews. This one's a 5-star review. It's got 4,000 reviews.
I'm telling
you. And I read all of them.
I will go through and read, and it does not bore me whatsoever. I'm like, this one's a bot. Like, you can always tell the bots and all that. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I regret getting rid of my square ones, because the new spice jars we're getting in the reviews, it said it doesn't fit the round one, but it fits the square ones. And I'm like, oh man, like I wish I wouldn't have, but who would have thought, you know, that you need two sets of measuring spoons. But so it's small stuff like that. It's like,
you didn't get rid of anything with sentimental value though.
No, I have 3 bins of my entire life of you know, from childhood stuff, teenage, and that I'm keeping. So three sentimental bins that we're going to move into the attic. And beyond that, that's it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's what people have a tough time doing is, you know, my problem is when I'm getting rid of stuff, I'm like, if I haven't used it in like 6 months to a year, I know I can get rid of it. But then there's always that time where like 3 weeks later after you got rid of it, you're like, you know, I could have used that. I could have used that stupid thing, you know? That's kind of my rule where if I haven't used it in like 6 months and I forgot about it, I can get rid of it, you know?
My biggest thing is I'm really great with clothes, and I thoroughly enjoy organizing closets, clothes, and making people's lives simpler, easier, and all of that. And my big rule of thumb with, okay, I could walk into my closet right now. Every single thing in my closet fits me. I would wear it today. And there's not a snag. There's not a hold. There's nothing. Also, mind you, I have maybe 7 pairs of pants total. That includes dress pants and jeans. And I have about 20 shirts total. That includes sweatshirts, jackets, t-shirts. And that's it.
But and that's awesome to me. Like me, I have way too many t-shirts and stuff like that. And I don't have the heart to get rid of some of them. And I have to, you know, and that's my next big purge is getting rid of some of these t-shirts, you know?
My biggest piece of advice, this is what I do. So if it doesn't fit me, or let's say it's something that's really nice, like I bought a $300 dress, but it just happens not to fit me right now, I'll put it in a bin. Or like jeans that I just, you know, I either they're a little too big or a little too small. I'll put it all in a bin, put it in the attic, or in your case, put it in storage. Yeah. That way, at least the closet is freed up. And what you walk in and everything, like how my closet is right now, you walk in and you could literally put on anything in that closet. And then you go through that bin in 3 months or even a year, and you may look at that stuff and be like, oh God, I'm never going to wear this.
Never wearing this again.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then go from there. But I don't get rid of my clothes right away. Never. I put them in a bin and then I go through them later on.
You know what a big problem for me is too, is I fluctuate weight, not extremely drastically, but when I put my mind to it, I can lose weight pretty quickly. And since I've been in the apartment, I lost probably about 40, let's say 45 pounds, and it fluctuates between 35 and 45 pounds. So, that always causes a problem for me because like shirts and stuff, well, obviously they fit different, you know? And I'm not like a person to have like, I don't have like a huge belly or something like that. My problem is I'm so tall. If I wash clothes and I just do the one little wrong thing, the shirts get so short. Because a double extra large doesn't mean double, it doesn't mean it's tall. It means it's like wide, you know? So like, even if I buy a double X, it doesn't mean it. It turns into a short belly shirt, you know, just a big wide one though. So that's a problem I have is there's not enough big and tall out there, or tall, I should say, not even big, just tall. I'm like a XLT or a double XLT, and you have to see the clothes that they have for XLT and double XLT. It is like, who's making this clothes? Blind people?
You know, you should really invest instead of buying clothes where, oh, you're going to wash it and then it doesn't fit you anymore. Don't waste money on that stuff. Instead, save for key pieces made by a tailor. Tailored clothes that, you know, you just have, you know, your 20 shirts that you paid more money for, that you take really great care of. You either dry clean or make sure you just light wash and hang dry. And it's such a good investment. And I've also learned that myself because I'm short, you know, so even clothes that I get, the sleeves are too long, the shirt is too long, and it just doesn't look kept like a tailored shirt would. So.
Right, exactly. Everybody's different body type. So even though like no matter what, the shirt is going to fit everybody different. Yeah,
there's definitely not a one size fits all for anybody.
My big thing is suits, like because I have to wear suits probably, you know, let's say once a month or twice a month for work or something like that. My suits, because I'm tall, but I'm not fat, are hard to find because I'll go to like a Joseph A. Bank or something like that, you know, and it's like, well, you can, I got big shoulders and my chest is big, so I need a 54 jacket, but that gives you like a 48 waist. I'm a 36, 38 waist. So the pants, they can't take them in. And if they take them in enough for me to wear them, the two pockets are touching. So they got, so I have to buy separates, which turns into a bigger expense, you know? So it's a real problem for me. Like the buying clothes is a problem for me. And that's what I'm worried about with my son, who we talked about. He's really big and I think he's going to be bigger than me. I'm 6'4". I'm 240 pounds now. He's already 5'7", 5'8", and he's only 12, you know? This kid's going to be gigantic.
I think there are people that you can go into, especially you live in one of the best areas where you can go to places in New York City and they will make clothing from scratch for you.
Yeah.
They will, you know, it like it's going to come at a price.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
But if you take care of those, and of course, those places, they're using the highest quality of cloth. So if you care for them, they will last you the rest of your life. And like you said, you may fluctuate in size, but all the more reason to try to stay at your size. I have that issue too, you know, especially coming from the entertainment industry where it's like, okay, I have a magazine shoot coming up. I got to drop 10, you know, and then, okay, now I know I'm going to be off for 3 months. Let me fuck around and eat pizza and gain 30 pounds. So,
oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I have fluctuated between 12 sizes.
Yeah. And I started doing intermittent fasting is what I've been doing to maintain the weight loss, which has worked very well for me.
And that's great. That's the biggest motivator, I think, is with wardrobe is keeping the weight the same.
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. So I going back to me moving, I'm hoping that it's the next 6 months and I'm just going to bring everything with me now, which is good because I purged most of my stuff that I don't need. And, I'm anticipating doing it again before I move, but I'm almost to the point where I have all my necessities, right? I don't need anything that I don't have any extra bullshit, you know?
That's great. We've been packing this house slowly. We're moving in June. So we've been packing up, you know, like we basically have all the kitchen packed up now besides what we use on a daily basis. Like we wanted to use the shredder last night. Too bad. We don't have it, you know, the potato shredder. So we're like, well, the latkes are going to have to wait. So we've been packing these things up. And as we're doing that, we have accumulated even more donation. Like, oh, we haven't wore this, like the pajama sets and stuff like that. Although I do have this one pajama set I got from Nordstrom. It has little white Persians on them with crowns. And it even comes with a little sleep mask. And I refuse to get rid of it. Like it's a keep for sure.
We really have to get you and my girlfriend together at one point in time. between the Nordstrom stuff and everything like that. And just to take a step back with the reviews, you know, I had this discussion with her once. When you read reviews, do you read the 1-star reviews first or do you read the 5-star reviews?
One star. You have to know. If something caught on fire, you have to know, exactly. Right?
I do the same thing and she does the same thing. It's like, I have to read the bad reviews because the problem with that though is for the most part, people don't review shit unless it's bad. Do you know what I'm saying? I think the majority of the people only review things when they have a bad experience, not when they have a good experience.
You know, I'm a reviewer. I'm the worst kind. I will review a 5-star, a 4-star, a 1-star.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yes. So
you're, that's good. I don't. And to be completely honest, I don't. And I don't think I've even reviewed stuff. I'm not a big reviewer. And I have when I've had something that's like awesome, I will definitely put a review up for it, especially when it's like a piece of technology or something like that. I will, but I do not, I'm not a big reviewer, but I go straight for the one-star reviews though, like you do.
Yeah. But I have these night lights and they are amazing. It's crazy how much light they let off. Right. I have two in a spare bedroom and you can walk in there in the dead of night and it is completely lit. I got up one night at 1 a.m. and took photos around my house and I posted this lengthy review with all of these photos because what is a review without photos? You need
that or a video. Absolutely.
100%. Yep. I mean, and some can even include videos now. I'm all about it. So I posted it just to let people know how amazing these night lights are. I love them.
Now, are those lights on all the time or they come on when with motion or something like that?
They sense the darkness. So like even in the daytime, like our spare bathroom, it doesn't have natural light. So that night light stays on all the time.
Okay.
It's amazing. You can go in there. You don't even have to turn the actual light on to go to the bathroom.
Do you have them in your bedroom or do you need total darkness when you're sleeping?
Well, Kayla wants total darkness, but you know, I'm like the more of the wifey role of like what I say goes kind of thing. I'm like the boss of it. Like, so she has to deal, but we did compromise and take out the nightlight on her side.
Okay.
But my side is still lit because I'm too old. I have to see where I'm going at nighttime.
Saying that you're too old.
So especially when
I just turned 46 on Monday. By the way, your birthday greeting was fantastic.
Thank you. You have to tell them what I did.
I got a Whitney Houston. What's the name of that song?
I will always love you.
I will always love you. Version of Happy Birthday from Brie. It was awesome. It was so funny. I'll have to rip it and play it for everybody. That's one thing I have to figure out is playing some clips on here because I want to play the clip when you called me and Bobby. I definitely want to play that the birthday song would be good.
It was harder to do than what you would think because it's so hard to sing different lyrics.
Yes.
Lyrics of one song with another. So I had three devices. I had one of me sending you a voice memo.
I appreciate you.
One playing Whitney Houston audio and one with the birthday lyrics. Like I literally could not remember the birthday lyrics with Whitney Houston playing. And so Kayla was like, where do you come up with these ideas? And I'm like, it popped in my head that Jimmy needs a Whitney Houston birthday song.
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. I was cracking up. I must have played that like 50 times that day. It was so funny. It is so funny.
Good. Good.
So how much longer do you have until you move into the new place?
So it's June. So we have, let me look at my countdown. I put a countdown on my phone.
Has this pandemic stuff slowed it down at all?
Well, no. Construction is still at full throttle. So nothing is slowing. Our only concern is because I have extreme immune deficiency. I have low IgG and IgA, which there's no fancy terminology behind it other than it's just called like I have low immune system. So that's fun. So what we're going to do is we can't hire movers because I can't risk being around people or having people touch my stuff, especially essential workers like that are around so many people. I can't risk it. So we have to get a U-Haul, unfortunately, and have to get this all. But we already have things numbered, labeled of how things are going to fit in the truck to make this go as quickly as possible and to puzzle everything in. And it's going to be two small U-Haul trucks. So that's going to be really good. And then and even the second truck is going to be not that full at all. So in 43 days, we're going to pick up the U-Haul and let it sit for a week. And then, I mean, this is rough estimate. But I think that's about how long it's going to be. And then 51 days until move-in. So that's rough. Like, we don't know the exact, but we're hoping that that's worst case scenario.
And what are you going to do about like the furniture that you're ordering and stuff like that, that's going to be delivered because that has to be delivered by delivery guys. How are you going to handle that?
We are going to rough it with our rental house furniture right now until this all slows down because I don't want,
That's good.
I don't want to risk. And also on top of that, with all of this happening, my business has fortunately stayed stable, but my customers are, you know, hardworking, you know, a lot of blue collar guys that work at the factories or this or that. And there's a chance they could get laid off any day. So if they get laid off, then there goes my income as well.
Then there goes the income.
Yeah, I'm very dependent on other people's, like if they are employed and if just like any business, you know, if you, there's less TVs being bought, well, maybe there's more being bought right now, actually, but you know, like
if they don't have the money to spend, they're cutting certain things out. They're cutting out luxuries, you know,
and luxury items, you know,
so that's the first thing that gets cut, you know? So yeah, I agree with you.
But at the same time, I've had more signups than I expected during this time. It's actually went up since before because people are stuck in their houses and they're very lonely. And they're like, oh, Bree, what have you been up to? You know, I want to talk to you and also new customers. And so,
yeah, no, it's great.
And it's been nice for me too, because I already didn't go out a lot, but now that I can't go out at all, it's so nice to have all these different people to talk to and keep me company throughout the
day. It's almost like having it's your social life right now. That's the way it is. That's
really is. And like anytime someone will be like, you only text me, you know, 6 text messages a day, I'm like, do you know how many texts my friends get? 0. Exactly. They don't get any. They get like, 6. They're lucky to get one a week. You know,
and about 6 text messages. The only person I talk to all day is my girlfriend, pretty much. You know, you and I will chat here and there about what we're going to do, but you know, she's the only one that I really text all day. I'll get a random text from my dad, from my mom, you know, my sister and stuff like that. But you know, somebody complaining about getting 6 texts from you a day is that's crazy. 6 texts a day, and what is it, a monthly thing?
Yeah, it's monthly.
Yeah, so I mean that's Get over yourself, buddy. you're getting 180 texts from Bree Olson. So,
and not, you know, only that, a lot of, I would say about half, we write letters back and forth to each other. So it's not just like short little messages, like they're full length. They take up my entire screen. And because I'm this young millennial, see, now I'm going to switch. I switch when it benefits me. I have the smallest text possible on my phone. So for a text message to beyond fill up a screen of my phone, that's a short form letter right there. So yeah, we'll go back and forth and send each other these really long. And also we send each other videos and memos. I have this, one of my favorites right now, he's doing a video series for Kayla and I, and it has been a joy, honestly. Like, he's so funny. And he sends us probably, I don't know, 5 minutes of video a day, and we're just cracking up.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. And let me tell everybody something. Bree is the fastest texter I've ever seen. She's got the fastest fucking thumbs. She's got the fastest fucking thumbs in the fucking country. I'm telling you right now. Those thumbs are like lightning thumbs. It's unbelievable if you can watch her text.
And, you know, it's crazy. With one hand too.
Yes, that's it. She texts with one hand. It's like, I wish I could show you I wish I could show everybody a sample of it, because it's unreal how quick our thumbs are.
You know, though, I bet you I'm not as fast anymore, because I've been spoiled by voice text, and the recognition is so off on the iPhone. It's terrible now that I will just tell people ahead of time, sorry, this is voice text, and just let my errors be. Whatever it is, whatever happens, happens.
You know, what is it with that they can't get that right?
You know, it used to be dead on. And through their adjustments, their updates, it's just not accurate anymore. And I really enunciate, especially when I'm doing speak text. Enunciate my words. And I know it's not on me. But it's funny, because when you go into other applications where there's a voice option available, it'll go perfectly. Like Snapchat, they get it pretty on the nose.
Right. That they're awesome with it. I've done Google Hangouts with for meetings and stuff like that, and they have closed caption, which and it's unbelievable how accurate it is. It's awesome. So so for Apple not to be able to get that right now is a little crazy to me, you know? Wow. That's just it's funny, because I'll get like texts from you, and the next text would be like, sorry, voice to text.
Because I don't want people to think about, like, oh gosh, what happened to Bree? You know, like, her English used to be spot on, and now she's really went off the deep end.
she's lost her grammar. It's terrible.
I know. All right. Well, I got to go grab a coffee. But when we get back, we have to discuss why I have so many panties and also dildos.
And I was just going to say that. And my idea for you on how to keep track of your dildos.
You're a professional dick organizer.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.